It is KZN's number one hip music station. Now, World AIDS Day falls on the 1st of December, and it's observed worldwide on the 1st of December, when people from around the world unite to show support for people living with HIV and to remember those who have died from AIDS-related illnesses. Now, World AIDS Day also serves as an important reminder that we must remain determined in our commitment to prevent new HIV infections and provide essential services to all people living with HIV globally. Now, the theme for this year's World AIDS Day is Let Communities Lead. And to talk to us more about HIV and AIDS and just dispelling some myths and just understanding it as a disease is our resident doctor. We absolutely love her, a general practitioner and a popular Durban general practitioner at that, Dr. Devashni Reddy. Hi, doctor. How are you?
Hi, Carol. Okay, new. Thanks for having me.
Always such a pleasure to unpack health concerns with you. You always say it so plainly, so like simply. So we'll just get it. We just get it once you talk to us. So thank you for making time. Really appreciate it.
Awesome.
Let's go back to the basics. Dr. Reddy, how important is testing in prevention?
So look, as I always say, it's wellness over illness, right? So you should be always testing. You cannot take it for granted that you are with one partner and that partner is faithful to you as well. Because, I mean, people are people. So you should ideally, like part of discovery, you can test for the Vitality program every year. You can have a finger prick test for HIV. So it doesn't even have to be bloods. It's just a finger prick test. They give you the results straight away. They give you pre and post test counseling. So you should be testing at least yearly. Obviously, if you have high risk occupations, then you need to be testing more regularly, or, well, not occupation, but high risk lifestyles. You need to be testing more regularly, like every 3 to 6 months.
Now, speaking about testing regularly, how do I know if something's different? How do I know if I have contracted HIV, for example?
Look, it's not such a clear-cut diagnosis as it was before, because sometimes you can have HIV for a long time and not even know until your CD4 count drops low enough for you to get opportunistic infections. So if you are getting frequently ill, if you are coughing, you have fever, you have night sweats, and you're like, okay, this never happened to me before, you must get it checked out. Because most patients are diagnosed with TB and they get TB when they are HIV positive. So that is how most patients are diagnosed at that point. But if something is going on in your body that is not normal, you are getting sick, you're not recovering fast enough, you're getting sick very frequently, then you should be checking for what is lowering your immune system.
Right. And then back to the basics again, how do I contract HIV?
So HIV is a sexually transmitted disease. So when you have sexual intercourse with someone that is unprotected and that person has a high viral load, which means that they are either not taking the ARVs, they don't know they have HIV, or they are taking the ARVs and they still have a very high viral load. And then that is when the disease is spread to you via intercourse. It can also be spread via saliva and via the blood route, but that is not such a high percentage as opposed to sexual intercourse.
Right. Now, speak to us about ARV medications. I know we've come a long way.
We have. It's amazing.
Yeah,
actually.
So talk to us about that.
So when I was in university, which was many, many moons ago, back then it was 5% transmission from mother to child, right? That is how high it was. Now it's actually negligible. So if the mom is on ARVs, we are getting like no kids being born with HIV. That is how impactful ARVs are. And in South Africa, we actually have such a high percentage that almost 90% of people who have HIV are on ARVs. So what the ARVs does is it tries to suppress the virus. So when it suppresses the viral load is undetectable. So you cannot transmit it to someone else when you have a low or undetectable viral load. That is the role of ARVs, to suppress the virus from replicating so that it cannot be spread.
I see. I've always like never understood how it works. That's quite
Yeah.
interesting. And as we are now, we know that sometimes you have a situation where you've been raped, or you have a situation where you go out and you have unprotected sex and you were not really intending to do so. Do people have access to some sort of drugs to prevent themselves at the point of possible infection?
Yes, 100%. So we have post-exposure prophylaxis, right? We call it PEP. So that is when you are exposed, you don't know whether the person has HIV or not, or you do actually know the person has HIV and you want to prevent. So you can get it at a clinic, you can get it at your GP, you can get it at a hospital where we provide you with ARVs for up to 3 weeks. And that helps to prevent the transmission from you getting HIV from that encounter. So
Wow.
it even works for like healthcare workers. If you have a needle stick injury at work and you know the patient is HIV positive,
Right.
we can also take it to prevent HIV infection.
Wow, we've really come a long
Yeah,
way. We've really,
we
really come a
have.
long
It's
way.
amazing. South Africa is actually at the forefront of HIV studies and research.
Wow. So I guess
Yeah.
we would say that, in 2024, no one should be dying from HIV anymore
100%.
because we have
100%.
all the medication to prevent that. Yes?
Yes. And with the whole ARVs, like up to 94% of people in South Africa with HIV are virally suppressed, which means their virus is undetectable. So that's excellent.
Yeah.
94% is very good.
We struggle in South Africa still with this stigma, and I mean,
Yes, 100%.
I've lost family members to HIV, and hardly anybody knew that they were struggling with it, and many have been scared to speak. Funny enough, the one person who has spoken out to the family is alive and well and is
Yeah.
free, and I think, shoulders are just not as heavy, whereas
Yes.
the ones we've lost, we only found out at their death that they actually had contracted the virus. How do we help those who still are scared to say something? Because in not saying anything, I think that is what's killing people.
That is so true. And what we're finding is, especially around the teens, so people who have contracted HIV as kids. And then, like, only find out about it when they in their teens, they do not want to take the ARVs because of the stigma related to it. So that has to happen at the home level. We do still have problems, like in practice, where the wife is HIV positive with the husband, and they don't actually want to tell their partner. And so now that
Sure.
is obviously putting in more risk. Based on, like, I mean, technically you're endangering someone's life
Yeah.
without, they have no consent. So I think the most important thing is to talk about it, not even when you are diagnosed, but even from before that. People need to know about how much better outcomes are. It's not a death sentence anymore. It's not like it used to be. People can, there's no cure, but you can live a long and fruitful life if you take your medication, if you are compliant, if you live well, if you eat well. So that needs to be happening as a general topic that you speak about. Part of a consultation when we do it, like in normal GP work, anything, we have opportunistic health that we speak about. So like in Breast Cancer Awareness Month, if someone would come in for the flu, and then we would be like, okay, when last did you have your mammogram? So that's where it needs to happen. Someone comes in for something else, and then you speak about HIV. Have you tested? When last did you test? How are your behaviors? What are you worried about? Can we do a test today? That is how we decrease stigma and raise awareness.
Right. Another thing that I've encountered within my family, for example, is the one person that we lost apparently stopped taking their ARVs because of how it made them feel, right? So
Yes.
I believe it's very strong medication and it really can throw you off. And I recall my other family member saying that it's very normal, you just have to push through it and eventually your body gets accustomed to the medication. It is quite traumatic on the system when you
Yes.
first start. For
100%.
someone listening now who's just stopped their medication because it's been making them feel ill, whatever it's caused them to feel, what do you say to them? Because I wish I was there to tell my cousin at the time that just keep persisting. Your
Yes.
body will eventually get used to the medication.
It does take a toll in the beginning, but you're so right. You just gotta persist. But you know what? All medications, even diabetes medication, when you start off on metformin, you get like a runny tummy. But if you persevere, your body gets used to it. And if you persevere and you do not get used to it, we can always change you to something else. We have so many different drugs out there nowadays compared to when HIV first came about and when there was only a very few ARVs. So if you're having a problem, speak to your healthcare provider before you stop your meds. It can be changed. I tell patients that all the time for all meds. If you are having a side effect, we can change it. We can decrease the dose. We can do something to make it more bearable for you, but do not stop your medication. Seek help. Find out what an alternative method is for you.
I love that because it goes across the board for all medications, whether it's
All
BP, whether
medications,
it's
yes.
diabetes, whether it's cancer, whatever the medication may be, it's there for a reason to help
100%.
you. I love that you say that there are other options. It's about talking to your healthcare provider about that. My final question to you, Dr. Devashni, is if you were looking a loved one in the eyes right now, and you wanted to leave them with an important message that could change their life around HIV and AIDS, what would you say to them?
I would say that prevention is always better, and knowing your health status is always best. So get your test done, do the investigations that you need, and whatever the outcome is, you have people that's going to support you with this. You have family, you have your healthcare workers, you have friends even that can support you. It's not the end of the road. You need to do what you need to do to be healthy, and it's something that you can get through if you work really hard at it.
I love that. Dr. Devashni, you ready? Anything else you want to leave us with ahead of World AIDS Day?
Everybody should be getting tested. That is what I want to leave us with. I'm sure work environments will be doing testing, but you as an individual, if you haven't had it done in a long time, best to do it. Do it together with your partner. It's good. It's safe. Know where you stand in terms of your health.
Always such a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much, Dr. Devashni Reddy. Thank you for taking time to chat to us. Once again, how do we get in touch with you if you want to consult or just get some advice or just follow you in general?
Yes. So you can follow me on Instagram as Dr. Devashni Reddy, on Facebook as Dr. Devashni Reddy, not just my name, because my name is my private profile. And then also on TikTok, I have a profile, but I have a practice in Hillary in Queensborough. Can always reach out to us to make an appointment to get some screening done. As I always say, prevention is better than cure. So get your screening done.
Thank you so much, Dr. Devashni Reddy. We
Thanks,
appreciate your
Carol.
time.